point of game, go to a point of draw?
I don't know yet. I need to work it out in my own head. First 20 minutes weren't good enough. We didn't start the game with any intensity. We had poor body language. We weren't ready for the fight, and the two goals woke us up. And for 60, 65 minutes after that, I thought we were outstanding. The way we played, the forward momentum we had second half, the chances we created. But it's never easy when you give a team a two-goal start to go on and win the game. And we just fell short of doing that. But I must say, in terms of character, resilience, the reaction to going 2-0 down was fantastic.
Keeping your finger on why it was such a slow start, because the boys must have been full of confidence after last week's win.
Not yet. Not yet, but I'll find out. And we need to do something about that. We had a brief chat about it. I believe footballers should motivate themselves. But if they need me to, you know, motivate them, pin them up against a wall, then I'm more than happy to do that. But I believe a footballer's responsibility is to be motivated. My responsibility is to pick the team and how we're going to play. But we need more individuals, you know, kind of being ready for the game and being up for the fight right from the first minute.
That point just might prove to be so crucial for you, you know, with Falkirk and Alan just a point behind you now.
Yeah, it's a point. That's what I said. It's a big point when you're 2-0 down. Then it looks unlikely that you're going to get that point. So, for that point of view, really positive. Delighted with the players' response and the character they showed. It's another point to our total. We've got 15 remaining. And we look to try and win every one. And if we do that, then we'll be fine.
You feel like before according to the win, your changes had 3-4-3 effectively at the end, and must just be glad that paid off.
Yeah, I'm glad we got back in the game, but I think you seem we're the only team, you know, trying to win the game. We had positive subs. They changed to three at the back to try and contain us. So we tried to counter that by going three up front and caused them problems with that. So we will always be a team that tries to go and win the game, whether we're, you know, drawn with 10 minutes to go, home or away. We will be on the ascendancy and trying to win. And I thought the players gave everything in that regard and just couldn't get the final pass or the final shot. In fairness to them, their blocks and the goalkeeper made some big saves at those moments. But in terms of effort, second half delighted with everyone's response.
And the one Scott McDonald obviously gave the ball away for the first goal, but then that seemed to inspire him. He came back and involved in both goals. The second was a great finish.
Yeah, I just said the mistakes that you know, to the goals and the mistakes in the first 20 minutes, I can live with. I can live with mistakes like that. We try and rectify it. We don't want to make those mistakes, but I can live with them. Everyone makes mistakes. It was the application and the commitment we showed in that first 20 minutes. We didn't look as hungry as we did in the latter part of the game. So that needs to change. But mistakes will happen in football, and you need to be a strong character to kind of play the rest of the game and try and rectify that. And Scotty does that. He got a chance. It wasn't even a chance. It was a half chance, and he puts it away. And there was other things that fell in the box that it would have been nice if they fell to Dools or Scotty, because I think they'd have been goals. But they fell to maybe the wrong player, defenders, when strikers were in there, and it was bouncing about at set pieces and stuff. But a great response considering the start to the game.
Brilliant, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.